Today, President Trump tweeted out he's watching court cases about raising the age to purchase long guns from 18 to 21 before acting himself. But Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was asked by Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show why the president has been saying he wants to raise the age, then didn't propose it in his plan announced yesterday to fight school violence, kicking it instead to a commission. Here's DeVos with Savannah Guthrie on NBC's Today Show.
Well, the plan is really the first step in a more lengthy process, and the proposals that the president has put forward really encompass a lot of things that are supported on a broad bipartisan basis.
But Secretary DeVos, can I just jump in on that? Because you're saying it's a longer process, and yet the president has made clear what he thought. He didn't act like he had to sit there and think about it and have a process. So why is it that it is not in this plan? What happened? What changed?
Everything is on the table, and the commission that is being formed, of which I will lead, is going to be looking at this issue along with a number of other issues.
And the commission that DeVos will lead is called the Federal Commission Panel to study things like raising the age of purchase. But survivors of the shooting at the Parkland High School, where 17 died, were quick to react to the NRA claims that raising the age would not stop shooters. Here's student David Hogg on CNN.
My response to that is Nick Cruz was 19 and legally bought his assault rifle. It's offensive that they would say that because this would have stopped him.
Nicholas Cruz, of course, the accused shooter at Parkland. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley is here. Scott, as Savannah Guthrie asked, what did happen? Now the commission might study raising the age, but the president had said this was something he firmly wanted.
That's right. And this was the one area where it looked as if President Trump was willing to defy the wishes of the NRA and back a proposal that the gun lobby fervently opposes. The state of Florida did include a higher age limit in the legislation that was signed into law last week, and the NRA immediately issued a legal challenge. So maybe that was weighing on the president's mind. What we do know is that he seems sympathetic to this idea, and now it's just in the category of things to be studied.
Well, he's sticking with his proposal to train some teachers, or we're understanding the language of the plan that came out last night, people who want to be trained in schools. Does he elaborate on who pays for screening these people or training them? What do we hear there?
Well, the Justice Department is supposed to work with state and school districts, states and school districts, to help and facilitate this process. There's no pot of money assigned to it, although the White House suggests that maybe the Justice Department could use some existing funding to help with this. The idea is that teachers or other school staff members who wanted to serve as voluntary school marshals could get some additional training and be allowed to carry concealed weapons in the classroom.
All right, we'll see how that unfolds. But, you know, Betsy DeVos, interestingly, in that interview last night on 60 Minutes, said she couldn't imagine her grade school teacher having a gun. But what are some of the other proposals? There's the proposal for a commission to study things, but the president seemed firm on things he wanted.
That's right. Well, he's endorsing two pieces of federal legislation. One is a bill that already has 62 co-sponsors in the Senate, so it's not actually much of a reach for the president. But it would improve the federal database against which background checks would run. It would not, however, extend background checks to gun purchases that are now excluded, including some at gun shows and on the internet. The president's also backing legislation at the federal level that would help states identify and maybe counsel young people who look as if they might be at risk of turning violent early on. Most of the heavy lifting, though, in the president's plan is left to the states. He is urging all states to adopt what are called risk protection orders. That would allow law enforcement to seize the guns temporarily of people who are found through a due process to be a danger to themselves or others. And he is also recommending that states take action to let school teachers carry guns.
Yeah, there are other measures that the president has been calling for that were not in the plan. Banning bump stocks. These are the items that make guns more rapid fire. The Las Vegas shooter used them. As you mentioned, universal background checks. But is there any sense here that the president, in putting this out, you know, anything might be by executive order? Or is what is the sense? He even derided commissions over the weekends in that campaign rally, you know, air quoted commissions, which just study things. Now he's appointing a commission to study things. Any sense what might come of this?
In the case of bump stocks, the administration has already acted to in the direction of banning those accessories that make semi-automatic weapons perform more like outlaw machine guns. The Justice Department over the weekend issued a draft regulation that would have that effect and gave it to the White House Office of Management and Budget, which is a normal step in the process. So that is in the works, and that's why that was left out. Mm-hmm. Of the agenda that was rolled out by the president last night, but the rest of it is more or less left to this commission to study it. And as you say, the president himself has kind of derided commissions as the refuge for politicians who want to look concerned but don't want to take the risk of actually doing anything.
Well, is there a timeline with his?
No, there is no set timetable for this commission to produce recommendations or even produce a report, although Secretary DeVos did say she expects to act with some urgency. She said there's no time to waste and that no other school should have to go through what the folks in Parkland did.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks as always.
You're welcome.